Earlier in January, I spoke with Martin Simcox from Thomas Pocklington Trust. Now, along with UK Coaching, they have created a free toolkit. It's for the leisure industry and it's looking to give help, advice and training on how to make places like gyms and leisure centres more accessible for blind and partially sighted visitors. Now, today we have Lucy Barrett from the Energise Leisure Centre in York. Thank you for joining us, Lucy.
All right, it's all right. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit first of all about the leisure centre. What kind of things go on there?
Yep, so we are a large leisure centre. We have three swimming pools. We have a large gym. We've got a climbing wall, sports hall, outdoor pitches, tennis courts. So a lot going on.
Lots to do there, Lucy, of course. And, you're looking to attract more people, have more of us getting fit and just having better access to leisure opportunities. So what caught your eye about the toolkit? What made you think we should really be taking a look at this?
It's really important as a leisure centre that we're providing to the full community. So it's important that we are inclusive to everybody. It means that we can roll it out, not only here at Energise, but hopefully across the company to improve all the facilities.
So what kind of things did you find in the toolkit? What was quite beneficial for you?
It was really good in the sense of just improving our knowledge in order to make the people feel more comfortable. So if they're turning up, we're there to greet them, make them feel really comfortable as soon as they step through the door. And hopefully then that'll have a really big impact on improving our customer journey, really.
What was it quite refreshing to know that if you have, say, a blind or partially sighted customer coming along, the resources there that are free of charge, it's perhaps just all that's required is a little bit of staff training and a bit of understanding rather than, expensive adaptations.
It's a massive help. It's something that it's not taken long to do, which means that we've been able to implement it straight away. Especially with our concierge, they're the first person to greet customers coming through the door. So it's just giving them more confidence to have that better interaction. So the things that on the training we learned that you ask the customer how they'd like to be supported and how they'd like to be guided through the centre. So not knowing that before, we might have been a little bit hesitant as to what to say kind of thing. But now we know straight away, right, how would you like to be supported? It makes it so much easier.
Does it give you the opportunity, for staff turnover as well, or for kind of staff refresher courses, just to have something like this, which people can almost dip in and out of if they need to?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we would look at in having all the staff do. So if we do have a new member of staff, it is something that they would look at doing straight away. Like you said, it can be dipped in and out of, which means that it works well with us being a busy centre and doing shifts and things like that. It's really easy accessible.
It's probably going to be a bit of a silly question, this, but it's something you'd recommend to other leisure providers? Because obviously, we're looking to have places like gyms and leisure centres and sporting venues more accessible and really getting the word out there that at the end of the day, sometimes for people with sight loss, it just comes down to a bit of staff understanding and almost just asking questions.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely recommend it. It's something that will just improve. We're at the leisure centres are for the community, so we need to make sure we're inclusive to everybody.
Is there a way that you can let people in the community know who perhaps are blind or partially sighted that, you guys have had this kind of training, getting more people through the door?
So we have social media and marketing and things. So something like promoting that this toolkit is something that the staff have done, promoting it on our Facebook. We've shared it on our Twitter and Instagram. So hopefully people will see that and it'll build their confidence.
Lucy, it absolutely does sound as if the toolkit has been a massive help. Let's hope you get more blind and partially sighted people visiting the venue. In fact, if there are people in the York area, how do they find you or how do they get in touch?
Yep, so on our website is better.org.uk and then you can search for Energise Leisure Centre, which is one of our four leisure centres in York. And you can, through that, you can send us inquiries or our Facebook page, which is the Energise Leisure Centre.
Lucy, best of luck with the toolkit and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.